often thought of as a historical period in which art was destroyed rather than created, the Reformation is rarely examined in terms of the artwork it produced. An exhibition that will open at the Prague Castle this Friday takes a look at Bohemian art from that very period. While Catholic art tends to be well preserved, religious art created for the use of non-Catholic denomination remains essentially unknown to the public. The art of the Bohemian Reformation takes a look at such pieces of art. It was organized by Katarzyna Horničková and Michal Šroněk, both employees of the Czech Academy of Sciences. I asked Katarzyna Horničková what the motivation was behind creating an exhibit that turns the spotlight on such a little explored area of art.
Well, the general idea here in the Czech Republic, as well, I suppose, in Europe altogether, is that the Reformation was quite hostile to art as in general, and especially in the situation of Bohemia, that the recatholization after the Battle of White Mountain in 1620 basically erased Protestant culture, which was here for over 200 years, basically. Well, we of course knew that this is quite false, this idea, but we would like to really prove it, to show the objects of art which were created during that period.
Among the exhibits are altar doors depicting Master John Hus, a Czech reformer priest and rector at Prague's Charles University, who was burned at the stake for what the Catholic Church considered to be his heretical views. What meaning does Master John Hus have for the Czech nation? Katarzyna Horničková again.
Master John Hus was the main figure behind formation of the Bohemian Reformation. He was born, as you know, in 1415 in Constance. He was basically a Catholic priest and university master, university teacher, even rector, who was criticizing, as many others at that time, he was criticizing the situation in the Catholic Church of that time. He was specifically against indulgences, selling of indulgences. Out of that, when he was burned at the stake, the movement, the Hussite movement, developed, sort of bearing his name, being named after him, and with this heritage, I think the Bohemia is the first nation or the first people in Europe who actually became Protestant 100 years before Luther.
Aside from rare exhibits depicting Master John Hus, the exhibition brings us further pieces of Protestant art that have survived religious plundering throughout the centuries.
Well, we are real in a specific situation because after the Battle of White Mountain, objects which were recognizably non-Catholic, due to the iconography or because of the memory of people, were destroyed. The Catholic side was, of course, aware that this would bring the memory of people back to the Protestant idea. So these objects were very often damaged or destroyed or changed, and that's a lucky side of it. Some of the art of the Protestant Reformation in Bohemia was preserved because it was somehow appropriated by the Catholics and were taken to the Catholic environment and survived there. Among those objects, the most interesting ones would be the Claudian map of Bohemia from 1518, which was basically created by Czech brethren, Mikuláš Claudián, but survived in the Litoměřice chapter archive as the only print of this type we know of. This shows the Protestant division of Bohemia between the Protestant towns and Catholic towns, and also shows the political system of Bohemia of that early 16th century. Another example would be the Roudnicki altarpiece, which shows Master John Haas being burned at stake in 1415. This is a 15th century art altar which has been reused as the door of the altar precinct, and therefore it has been painted over, and then in the 20th century the paintings were rediscovered, and thus we have the only monumental depiction of John Haas being burned at stake. Among most interesting exhibits is also the Göttingen Codex, which is a sort of a theological tractate, but shown on images. So it presents images of the current church and its mistakes and its flaws, in the opposite of the images of the pure church, the original church of Christ. From the later period, we have beautiful codices being illuminated, manuscript codices, which are large pieces were used for the literary brotherhoods for musical performances, and some of them weighed about 60 kilos each, and they were hand illuminated. One of the last exhibits here, ranking among very interesting objects, is a large monstrance for the Corpus Christi, which is made of silver. It weighs again about 60 kilograms of silver, maybe 50, I'm not sure. And it shows a life-size monstrance, which was made out of the chalices and objects of art made of silver of the Protestant treasures of Chrudim. So basically in 1630, the council of Chrudim was forced by the recatholization to take the treasury of the church and melt it down to the silver and make this huge monstrance, Catholic monstrance, out of it.
Even though the focus of the exhibition is on religious art, and the Czech Republic is said to be Europe's most atheist country with only roughly a third of the population belonging to any denomination, Mrs. Horníčková believes that visitors of all creeds will find an interest in this exhibition.
There certainly is. There was always interest in religious art, but the art was presented mostly as the Catholic heritage. The difference here is the angle of looking at the art. In the 15th and 16th century, the majority of the population in Bohemia was actually Protestant, mostly Calistene or Utraquist, and this amounted about 80% of the population. Now, after the Battle of the White Mountain, people were re-Catholicized because the Catholic side won. Now, you're right that this may be one of the reasons why the feelings, the religious feelings are not so strong here, but this does not concern the art. I mean, no matter what confession created these works, we value them now as beautiful works of art.
The exhibition, The Art of the Bohemian Reformation, is on display at Prague Castle's Imperial Stables until April 2010.